So today was Baconpalooza here in New York.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I let Big Fatty know about it. They had bacon mayonnaise. They had bacon motherfucking envelopes.
Are you...
Yeah, like when you lick the envelope, it tastes like bacon.
Where? I need that envelope.
Big Fatty needs that envelope. You know what? He was probably the one that supplied them with the fucking envelopes. So you'll just have to leave him a voice letter in his...
Like, where'd you get that envelope?
Yeah, in his bag phone. So, and they also had, like, Picklepalooza.
Oh, yes.
What's a pickle?
Picklepalooza, Jacqueline. It's a gay club up on 54th.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I let Big Fatty know about it.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 745 of the BFO for Friday, the 10th of December, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, show. Y'all, I have got a list, and I don't know if I'm going to get through all of it. Big Fatty, your papa. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well, y'all. One of the things on my little list here is, y'all, I Big Fatty keeps up with all of his vacation time and everything, and y'all always save a couple of days near the end. And y'all, my records and the records at the coal mine weren't matching up, and I'm like, well, what have I done wrong? But y'all, over this year, we have gone from a 40-hour work week to a 37.5-hour work week, and, y'all, that is, shrimp and grits. Yes, Big Fatty! And, anyway, let's see. So I think that's gotten me confused or something like that. I don't know. I just don't know. But anyway, I went by to see the lady in the coal mine payroll office, and I said, help me out, because I am Big Fatty and I am confused. And she says, Big Fatty, it appears that with what the time off you'll earn in December and what you've already taken this year and what you've got planned to take, it looks like you're going to lose 2.5 days of leave. And I said, no, I will not lose it. Because, y'all, it's use it or lose it. Yes, Big Fatty. So, y'all, today, the Friday, the 10th of December, y'all, I'm taking today off. So, do not call me and wake me up early. Of course, y'all, I'll be up early at the crack of that ass crack of dawn, like I always am anyway. Oh, dear, I see. And anyway, and then I'm going to take off next week. I'm going to take off Thursday and Friday, because, y'all, that's when Straight Pop is going to be here. And, y'all, that'll give me the day to get the Fat Cave presentable, you know, get all the bleaching done and everything. And then I'll have Friday off, and he and I can sleep late. And then we'll get up and go around Chucktown before we go out and just get shit-faced, y'all, because I know that's going to happen. So anyway, so y'all, Big Fatty's last day of work for 2010 is going to be the 15th of December. So y'all, I'll be off until the 3rd of January. Anyway, y'all, speaking of dates, y'all, let's pop open the number 10 here on the holiday countdown that my grandson sent, and we'll do the little scratch off here and see what we've got here. Oh, Big Fatty, this is exciting. Oh, y'all, it is a wreath. It is a wreath. Now, have we gotten another wreath before now? Let's just take a look at it and see. No, Big Fatty, that is the first wreath you've gotten. Not a winner yet. And so, y'all, there we go. And y'all, I'll continue to open those over the weekend. And I'll 20 those out to you. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's a little show. You heard the kids from over there at the Dangerous and Lovely. And y'all, they were talking about Bacon Fest. And y'all, I just want to tell you now before I forget that Tom of Tom and Terry from up there in the Chicagos, y'all, they sent me a picture. And y'all, they are so busy this time of year. I don't know how they had time to create this masterpiece, y'all. But y'all, it is the reason for the season. And y'all, it is going to be the show art for today's a little show. So y'all, get on over there to the BFO and look at the lovely, lovely show art that Tom and Terry sent me from one of their places. I don't know which one it was. But anyway, they, like I say, I don't know how they had time to do that. Now, y'all, I want to give you a little update here. The 2010 Crema Spectacular. For those of you who may be new to the A Little Show of the Week of Crema, Big Fatty always does the reruns of all the previous Crema specials. And y'all, so we'll have those that week. And then on Crema morning, y'all, Crema morning, Big Fatty will have a gift for you under your tree, assuming that your computer is under your tree. But anyway, that morning there'll be a special. It's an extra show, y'all. It's 20 minutes of Sugar Plum Fairies. Ah, Big Fatty. And, but y'all, the spectacular is coming along nicely, and yeah, all the pieces are coming together, and it's going to be lovely, just lovely. So, anyway, yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, I was on the Twitty. No, I wasn't. What was I on? I was on the E-Ladders the other day, and y'all, I saw that Brian from Boston, who is, of course, the self-appointed resident hysterian. Ah, resident hysterian. Oh, Lord. Hysterian. Okay. Hysteria? Okay, hysterian. Sure, Big Fatty, why not? Anyway, I saw him on there, and y'all, I said, how Vera!
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
How Vera dare you unsubscribe? He goes, Big Fatty, I have not unsubscribed. I'm just behind. But anyway, y'all, he is, and I let him know that Straight Bob was up there in Boston, and y'all, they're evidently supposed to get together and have an adult beverage of 50. And y'all, that should be quite the experience. Because, you know, Brian from Boston, I am sure he is on the A-list. He is on the A-list. He's one of the A-list gays up there in Beantown. Y'all, that's what they call it, Beantown. So, anyway, yes, Big Fatty, that is just lovely. But, y'all, he says he hadn't unsubscribed. So, evidently the job of the resident historian of the BFO is not available yet. 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 Y'all, earlier today I ran by the P.O. box, and y'all, I didn't have one. Not two, not three, but four. Four cards in there. Four cards waiting on me, y'all. And so we're going to open them up right now. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, quite frankly, it's a good thing that the cards have been a little slow coming in, because y'all, I have made my order for replenishment cards, and y'all, they were supposed to be here on the 3rd a week ago, and y'all, so I called up and I said, where are my cards? Because y'all, I spent, they were going to give you free 7-day service if you spent $50, and y'all, I spent it, because you know, I needed the 7-day service, because I needed it to be here by the 3rd of December, but y'all, I just hadn't gotten it. And, y'all, so I went by the P.O. box, And has it been misfiled? And they said, but buddy, we have not received it yet. And so y'all, they checked on it and hadn't been received. So I said, well, let me go and talk to the Vistaprint, who does all the commemorative cards for the BFO, y'all. And if you need a link to that, it's over at the BFO under the Fat Favorites. But it says free printing. It's under the F's, of course. For Vistaprint, sure, Big Fatty. So I went, and y'all, I got on the computer, and y'all, they had a mechanical person on there that to help you with your problems and everything. Big Fatty, there's no mechanical person that can help you with your problems. But she says, oh, Big Fatty, there was an error in the labeling, and we're blaming it on American Express. Not American Express, Federal Express. Oh, poor Greg Friday. And so I said, well, that's all fine and good, except I didn't buy stuff from Federal Express. I bought it from you. I'm not happy with your service. Well, normally we would refund your shipping charges, but since you had free shipping, we can't do that. I said, well, so what are we going to do then? And y'all had on the orange hat, but I was very nice to the mechanical person. And she said, well, we will give you a $15 credit on your next purchase. I said, okay, well, that sounds fair. Now, how do I go about doing that? And so she told me the steps and everything. And then she goes, oh, no, we're not doing that, Big Freddy. We have issued a $15 credit to your Federal Express card. I mean, American Express card. And so, y'all, I was even happier. So, anyway, that's why I don't have any cards. But, y'all, everybody up to right this second who has sent Big Fatty a card, has them in the mail, or they've received them already. Now, y'all, this next card is from Ashburn, Virginia, y'all. Oh, I wonder who it is. Y'all, it's a blue envelope, and inside there, it's a square card. It's a blue card with a little white bear on it, and he's looking at a crema tree with a gold star. Y'all, it is a glittery gold star. Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, what is this? Anyway, it says, thinking of you at this merry time of year, Big Fatty, thanks for the fun in 2010, wishing you the best in 2011. Y'all, that's from Kevin. That is from Kevin up there in Virginia. And y'all, there's a Christmas letter in here. Also, the other is, you know when you've had too much Christmas cheer, when, number one, you notice your tie sticking out of your fly. Dear Gussie. Number two, you start kissing the portraits on the wall. Y'all, there must be lipstick all over the portraits there in Walnut Hills. Number three, you see your underwear hanging from the chandelier. Dear Gussie. Number four, you take off your shoes and you wade in the potato salad. Vulgar. Because, y'all, it's just full of mayonnaise. Mayonnaise. Y'all, number five, you hear a duck quacking and it's you. Oh! Number six, you complain about the small bathroom after emerging from the closet. Oh, dear Gussie. Number seven, you refill your glass from the fishbowl. Oh! Number eight, you tell everyone you have to go home and the party's at your place. Number nine, you ask for another ice cube and you put it in your pocket. Oh, dear Gussie. And number 10, you realize you're the only one under the coffee table. Oh, vulgar, Big Fatty. That's just vulgar. Kevin, thank you so much for the lovely, y'all, and it really is a lovely card. And it's got the glitter on it and everything. Oh, just lovely. And remember, I'll have a picture of all these cards up tomorrow. Y'all, the next one is from Colorado Springs, Colorado. And we will see who it is from. Oh dear Gussie. And y'all, it is a card, y'all. It is a white card with it's got lots of foil on it. There's all kinds of stars and snowflakes, and y'all, in the middle there's a silver snowman. It says season greetings. Oh dear Gussie. And what do we got here? It says Wishing you all the joys of the season. No comment on the fat snowman. Oh, dear gussy. Well, he is a little fat, y'all. And y'all, then it says, to the fat one, I would send you the real bacon Band-Aids, but I don't have a coupon. All my best, Dennis in the Colorado Springs. Ah, dear gussy. And y'all, he has sent me, oh, dear gussy. He has sent me a, he sent me a catalog, y'all. He has sent a catalog, and in it, it has the bacon Band-Aid, y'all. It's a picture of the bacon Band-Aid, so it's almost like getting them, but not really. Not even close, really. It's just a picture of it. But y'all, there's some Wizard of Oz ducks in here. Those are lovely. Y'all, they're $11.95 a piece, or they're $56.95 for the set of five. Y'all, it's from the What on Earth catalog. So, anyway, well, thank you very much, Dennis in the Colorado Springs, and we'll be getting a card out to you also. Yes, Big Fatty, that'll be lovely. Y'all, the next one is a thick card. I don't know about this one. Y'all, it is from Carlsbad, California. Y'all have been getting a lot of cards from out west and from Mexico. So let's see what's in this one here. And, oh dear gussy. Y'all, what is this? Y'all, it's a picture of a covered bridge and a horse pulling a sleigh with a man and his lady friend in there. And it says, warmth in your home, love in your heart, peace in your soul, and joy in your life. Ah! Y'all, can you hear that? Oh, y'all, it is a pop-up. And it lights up. Oh, this is magnificent. Y'all, I'll have to have the picture of the pop-up. And it says, dear Big Fatty, thanks for another year of silliness and laughs. Merry Crema, Michael. And y'all, it is from Michael Shaver out there in the Carlsbad, California. Y'all, that is the neatest thing. Oh, dear gussy, Big Fatty, enough. Okay. Michael, that is just lovely. Y'all, I've never seen anything like that. And y'all, our final card today, y'all, it appears to be from the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. Y'all, he can't send enough. That is the Moose P up there in Raleigh. Y'all, this is the second card he sent. So y'all, oh dear gussie. y'all, it is a picture of a thin, naked man with a Santa hat on running through the store. And all these people are looking at him, and they said, did you hear about the 90-year-old man who ran naked through the Christmas craft fair? Oh, dear gussie. Y'all, it says, it says he took first prize for the best dried arrangement. Merry Crema, Moose. And y'all, Moose has sent me, Y'all, he is an unbelievable number one fan. Y'all, he has sent me a gift card to the Chick-fil. Ah! Either that, or maybe he just picked up one of those blank ones and sent it to me. But y'all, I bet it is not. No, it isn't, Big Friday. It's $20 on there. That's not a blank card. Moose, thank you so much. You're just the sweetest thing. And y'all, that's the second. I'm double dipping with Moose. Yes, Big Fatty, you sure are. So, anyway, y'all can you? Oh, dear gussie. Y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Y'all, I went to the Publix, and I didn't spend a whole lot. I spent $24.86, and I saved $7.42. But, y'all, one of the things that they had on sale were the little Smokies. And, y'all, I'm going to tell a little story about the good old Memory Lane and the little Smokies. I'm going to tell that one sometime next week, I guess, because I am out of time. Y'all, by the way, the penny coupon was for the box of the Publix. The hot cocoa mix. And y'all, please, if I forget that, please.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I'll let Big Fatty know about it.
Oh, well, thank you for reminding me. Thank you. Have a lovely weekend. can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.